It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Clay County Corner, where we're going to inform you of some local happenings, some events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey. I'm coming to you live at WVFB from the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. Our radio broadcast is sponsored in part, and it's hosted by the three-star volunteer program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, along with some other local civic-minded businesses. If you want to be a sponsor for the Clay County Corner, give us a call at 931-243-3338. You can hear these live broadcasts every Thursday from 9 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the morning on WVFB 101.5 FM Kicks Country. And then again, it will be replayed this evening on 101.5 at 6 o'clock in the evening. And don't forget, you can also catch the show online at www.dalehollowhorizon.org. Just visit the Horizon webpage and click on the most recent show or on any of the archive shows that you might want to just hear again. We've got another good show for you this morning over the next hour with a couple of guests. They're going to be sharing some local events, some stuff that's fixing to happen, or just some general information, as well as providing us something of interest, hopefully to all of us. Before we get started, I want to remind our listeners to call in with guest or topic ideas if there's anything going on, any news or events or any activities that are coming up in the near future. Give us a call and let us try to get that on the radio show to spread the word. On the lineup today is Natalie Boone, our EMA director, and she's going to be talking with us about the 911 ceremony. Of course, everybody knows today is a day of recognition of a terrorist event that happened 13 years ago on September the 11th. We're also going to have an update from Mayor Del Reagan regarding the most recent county commissioners meeting. A couple of things to announce, too, before we get started. The birthday and anniversary announcements will be given today for last week through today. So birthday and anniversary announcements are going to be for September the 5th through today, September the 11th, with the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake. Be sure to call in for birthday and anniversary announcements for each week. Just leave a message on 931-243-5574. We've got a little answer machine, so you can call in and leave a message. And I'm going to ask if just wait until the beep sounds. I've had some people cut off at the very beginning, and it's kind of hard to get the names, but if you'll just listen for the beep and then leave your message, we need the name, their birth date, maybe how old they are. Some people don't always like that, but a lot of people are proud to say how old they are. And leave your name, who's calling in, and a phone number that we can get back to you. We'll be giving a Salina Dairy Queen cake away every Thursday if your name is called. So somebody's going to win. Listen today at the end of the show for this week's birthday and anniversary announcements and for the Salina Dairy Queen cake winner. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-5574. So the next, you can start calling today for the next week, which will be September the 12th. Through the 18th. I've had a couple of call-ins for, I think, the 12th and for the 20th, and those people will be held over for next week. This week's winner can pick up the certificate to claim your cake at the Clay County Chamber today after 10:30 this morning. We're going to pause for a short break, and then we'll return with Natalie Boone.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hey, Clay County! Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
We're back now. This is Susan Bailey with the Clay County Corner live at the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. We're on 101.5 Kix Country, and I want to recommend our Clay County Community Calendar, just for those of you out there who haven't heard yet, as a resource to contact and to get information to the public regarding any nonprofit special activities and fundraising efforts. All you have to do is call the station or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce to place daily announcements, and also for birthdays and anniversaries, swap shop, and so on. Remember, we've got our call-in number, 243-5574. Of course, that's a 931 area code for the birthdays and anniversaries. But there are many other things that you can have announced on Kix Country. I want to welcome Natalie Boone, our county EMA director. And, you know, that's a short, kind of short for county-wide emergency services coordinator. Natalie just has... She's in charge of the whole kit and caboodle. Welcome, Natalie. Welcome to the Clay County Corner this morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you here. It's a beautiful day so far.
So far.
Hoping it stays that way.
Got our fingers crossed.
Natalie has an event that she's been coordinating that's going to be going on tonight here on the square. Can you just share a little bit about that with us?
Tonight is our third annual emergency services tribute. Something that we do every year on September 11th. As you know, Susan, you were part of this from the beginning. We agreed when we did this that we would always do it on September 11th, not only to take an opportunity to remember the lives lost on September 11th, but also to recognize our county emergency services as a whole for what they do for us on a daily basis.
So. True. Absolutely. And that's not just what transpired that particular day for us, but we have so many things like flooding issues, water rescues.
There's we do.
so many different the flooding issues, but fires is a big concern for us too, and we are all volunteer.
Well, yes, all of our fire departments and rescue squad, they are strictly 100% volunteer. Our law enforcement, EMS folks, they sacrifice a lot too. They miss a lot of time with their families. They miss out on a lot of events, holidays, those type things. And, you know, they give us 365 days a year. I think we owe it to them to give them one night.
Right, exactly. And it's a nice night too.
It's a really
nice tribute. And it's really inspiring, and it's pretty to see all those emergency vehicles lined around the square. And it's such a good photo op, too, you know,
it
bringing
is.
The kids out.
It's actually kind of humbling when you come up on the square and you look at all of the emergency vehicles and you think about how small Clay County is. Mm-hmm. But when you see the emergency services equipment and personnel that we have in Clay County, we're doing something right.
Right, and that's not to say too just looking at the amount of expense and money that's sitting right there around the square in these vehicles. We're so fortunate to have good equipment and be able to use it.
We do. We have some excellent equipment now. And, you know, what you see here on the square is only about a third of the equipment that we actually have. Most of these departments, they only bring one piece of equipment. They only bring one vehicle. So mm-hmm. some of them have two, three others sitting in the fire hall.
Right.
So,
and, you know, keeping in mind, you just hit on something, too, keeping in mind that even tonight when they come out, they're volunteering to go and pick up their emergency vehicle and bring it in and spend the time here on the square so that we can actually enjoy getting to look at those. And I know last year and the year before, I actually saw kids that were picked up and sat down in the driver's seat and you know, just getting to touch things. And that's an experience that not many children get to have.
It is. It's a good opportunity for kids to come out and, you know, get to see a lot of different equipment in one spot, in one location at once. So this is something that I hold very near and dear to my heart, that I've wanted to do, that we've wanted to do for a long time. It's been talked about for a long time. So we're finally getting it on the ground and getting it figured out, and I think we're headed in the right direction.
Right. All right, Natalie. I don't mean to be counting numbers too much, but how long have you been involved in emergency services?
19 years.
19 years. Are you that old?
I am. I am getting that old. I actually started out as a junior firefighter out in Hermitage Springs, so I started a little early.
Yeah, so. Yeah, you did. And you've not just been involved in firefighting, but ambulances?
Yes.
And
that's my full-time job.
The police department.
Yes, I work part-time as a deputy for the Sheriff's Department. My full-time job is at the ambulance service, and then emergency management is just something I do in the meantime.
Yeah, that's one of those good byproduct things.
Yes, yes, many, many hats.
Yeah. Well, who all actually participates or is recognized? What are our target groups?
We recognize our law enforcement folks, our EMS, of course, all of our fire and rescue folks. But we also recognize we have a couple of CERT teams in the county, Community Emergency Response Team, the Methodist Church here in town. They have a pretty active CERT team, so they'll be recognized. Cumberland River Hospital's Emergency Department, those folks that work the ER, they'll be recognized, and our TWRA folks. So. Basically, anybody that plays a part in emergency services in our county will be recognized tonight.
Mm-hmm. And we do give a lot of focus on the volunteers because they are 100% giving of their time. But just as important are our paid and our non-paid people that are providing services to us and for us and helping to save lives.
Absolutely. You know, of course, the volunteers heavily outnumber our paid folks, but they are. That doesn't make them any more important. We need our volunteers. We can't do this without them, but we can't do it without our paid folks, our law enforcement and EMS folks as well. Those are the folks that are out there on duty 24 hours a day to keep us safe. And
you know, it's I've seen so many different times at different situations those people that actually are working for the county or the city that may just respond. They're not, you know, actually working, but there's that inborn desire to help.
Absolutely. You know, we have, as far as our, you know, especially our paid folks, our law enforcement and our EMS, we have an absolutely wonderful group of folks working at those places. Like you said, you know, if, you know, you hear our EMS folks who are not on shift and, you know, they drive up on a wreck here in the county, they get out, they help, they do whatever, they, you know, we joke about it at EMS, but we have all at one time or another made EMS calls in shorts, pajamas, whatever, you know, just because both of those trucks are out and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you need a third truck because mm-hmm. that other run comes in and people just drop what they're doing and they go get a truck. You know, mm-hmm. it's not that we just left our uniforms at home that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's just we weren't working, but here we are.
And you all know each other's schedules. You know that if you hear two trucks going out, you know right then you're going to be short. And
yes.
you don't have to wait for that call. You
no.
just show up.
And, you know, to me that says a lot about the folks that you have working there.
Yeah.
You know, they're off shifts. They don't have to do that.
Yeah. Well, it's a brotherhood.
It is a family, and that's what I try to stress every year. You know, emergency services is a world all its own.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of have to live in that world to understand it and to understand the folks who do live
right.
in that world.
Right. You know, it's mm. kind of like having a mother and a baby. A
mm-hmm.
mother is just tuned in. She may be in a dead sleep, but she hears that baby's cry. And EMS, police, fire, they may be in the same situation, just in bed, sound asleep, but they can hear that little distant siren. And it's just an alarm, an internal alarm.
It is, and it's like you said, I mean, the best way to describe it is it's a brotherhood. It's just a family, you know. We all stick together. You know, I'm not going to say that you don't fight and bicker amongst yourselves.
That's normal.
But like any normal family, but when it comes down to it, you got one, you got us all.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there is not one first responder in this county that I would not put my life in their hands today. And, you know, and I think we all feel the same way about each other.
That's a good comfort level to have.
It is. It makes us successful at what we do.
It does. Natalie, what group or groups are involved in planning this event annually? When do you start planning on it? Does it go on all year?
We usually start about July. Start trying to plan, and I think we say every year that we're going to move that back and start planning a little earlier every year. But
life gets in the way.
Other things get in the way. But the Chamber of Commerce is really involved in this. The three-star committee, they are really involved. Both of our mayors, our county mayor, city mayor, they're really involved and supportive of this. Emergency management. It's a big group of folks that get together and get it planned and get it, and I think we come out with a pretty good plan every year.
And just to let people know, too, we're going to be starting trucks. The vehicles are going to be coming in around 5 o'clock, so the road will be blocked.
Yes, Westlake Avenue right here in front of the courthouse. Just in front of the courthouse, Westlake Avenue, about 5 o'clock this afternoon, we'll be closing that off. All of our personnel will start coming in about 5, start bringing their apparatuses in, setting them up, getting ready to display, starting at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, just right here, right in front of the courthouse, Westlake Avenue will be closed from about 5 to 7, and here between the courthouse and the bank, and then the courthouse and
the East Lake and Dow corner?
Yeah, the all around the courthouse will be closed except for the Main Street coming off here from the four-way stop. The two side streets on the sides of the courthouse and Westlake Avenue will be closed off.
Okay, so be prepared for that. You know, it's just a slight and minor short-term inconvenience.
We apologize, but as I said, these folks give us 365 days a year. We owe them one night.
Absolutely. And along that line, too, we've got a lot of activities, actually, that are planned. I know it's a short time, but there's a lot that's going to be going on. Interested in a couple of things, but let's take a quick break, and then we'll go into some more that's actually scheduled tonight.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company. your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paint's experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
As we grow older, aging can present behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner segment of today's broadcast. You're listening to WVFB on 101.5 FM, Kicks Country. I've got Miss Natalie Boone here. We've been talking about the Emergency 911 Tribute. It's a ceremony that's on the square tonight, and vehicles are going to start lining up about 5 o'clock. So people can come. You know, you can come on then, and by 6 o'clock, probably they'll all be parked, and you can get out and look, take a good look at them. And I was going to ask Natalie, what about this sausage company that's coming I keep hearing about?
Johnsonville Sausage Company is coming in. They are partnered with East 52 Fire Department. As you know, East 52, they had a bit of hard luck. They their pump went down in their engine, so they had to get out, work hard, and that was about a $10,000 bill that they got from a fire. And they actually had to take out a loan. The members of the department went to the bank, took out a loan. So they're trying to get that paid off. What they did was back earlier in the year, there was a Johnsonville Sausage Company sponsored a contest that folks could get on Facebook and vote for them. And
I voted a lot. I remember that.
East 52, they weren't the first place winner, but they were in the top 10. So they received an opportunity for Johnsonville to come out at an event, cook some brats. The brats are actually free, but they ask for donations in return, and that's something. Johnsonville comes in, they do all that themselves. They bring their own grill in, they cook this stuff, cook these brats, hand them out in return for a donation to the East 52 Fire Department. They received, I think, $1,000 worth of Johnsonville products to go along with that. And so this was a East 52 Fire Department came and said, hey, can we do this September 11th? And so we talked about it, and we said, sure.
Yeah.
And so we're happy to have Johnsonville as a sponsor this year.
Mm-hmm.
They should be here this afternoon. I think they're coming in about 4 o'clock this afternoon to get set up and get their grill set up and going. And hopefully by 5:30, we should start having some food here.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, it's free. It's just they ask for a donation.
And please remember that, because, you know, even though they're supplying, they're actually coming and supplying all of this and giving it away, it's very, very important to, again, to pay back. Most our volunteers run off of funds that we give to them. You know, we need the services, and they have various fundraisers throughout the year. So it's so important that we give back so that we can have these services.
Absolutely. This was just one of the things that they qualified for in that, was for Johnsonville to come out and do a little fundraiser for them.
Wonderful.
Do this, hand out these free brats in return for donations. Then those donations will go to the East 52 Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that'll help them to finally get out from under that that little black cloud that they got. You were saying they're going to be here maybe about 4 o'clock. We were going to touch on something that's, a remote possibility tonight. But in the chance of rain, what are some considerations that we need to think about?
The show will go on, rain or shine. If it is raining at the time that we need to start setting up, or if it looks like it's going to start raining during our program, we do have the women's building reserved over at the fairgrounds, and we will move everything into the auditorium over there. So if you show up and, you know, at 6 o'clock there's nobody here on the square, just come on over to the fairgrounds. We will be there.
Okay.
This event will take place one way or the other. Keeping a close eye on the weather today.
Right.
The last I saw, it looks like there's a possibility that it may break up and be out of here away from us by this afternoon. So we're going to keep a close eye on it. I was actually just checking the weather during the break.
I'm sure you are constantly right now.
So we will make that call as soon as we can. I really don't want to move this event off the square. I think it works out well. There's just a great atmosphere here.
Mm-hmm.
For everything to take place here on the square. So we will put that decision off as long as we can to see how this weather plays out. But I hope by between 3 and 4 o'clock this afternoon to have a definite location as to it will either take place on the square or in the auditorium at the women's building, one of the two. But I hope by 3, 4 o'clock this afternoon to have a definite as to where it will be. So, and we will do everything in our power to get the word out. We will go to the EMA's Facebook page and post that there and try to get it spread by word of mouth. But it will, if it's not on the square when you get here and it's raining, come on over to the fairgrounds.
Just drive a little bit further.
Just not a little bit further. It'll be worth
it. Half a mile maybe.
It'll be worth it.
It will be worth it. As far as the activities go, when the show starts at 7...
Yes.
Okay, at 7 o'clock, are we going to be able to, are we going to expect some music? What, and who's going to be the keynote speaker? Kind of what's laid out there?
We will have our group, everybody knows, they have several different names. I think they're called the P. Ridge Group, the P. Ridge Gang.
P. Ridge Girls.
Miss Monroe, Miss Ashlock, Tasha, Tara. Tia, they will all be here. They're going to do the national anthem for us again this year. That's something that they volunteer to do that for us every year, and we can't thank them enough. They do an excellent job with it. Also, very, very excited this year, we have the Clay County School Choir that will be performing. They've got four or five songs, I think, picked out. And I'm anxious to hear that. This morning, first thing this morning, K-8 had a 9/11 ceremony this morning outside, and they performed a couple of songs that they're actually going to do tonight.
Okay.
So it was they had an awesome little program out there this morning, and so I'm excited to have them on board with us this year.
Yeah, so you got a little pre-show performance.
I did. Our speaker this year is Captain Matt Lovett. He is a captain with the Pigeon Forge Fire Department, and he has volunteered his 2 days off to come down. He worked yesterday. He was on shift yesterday and last night, got off this morning.
Mm.
He's driving down from Pigeon Forge today. East 52 is going to give him a place to stay at their fire hall. He's going to come down and be with us tonight, and then he'll drive back to Pigeon Forge tomorrow. So his 2 days off, he is dedicated to Clay County. So we're grateful for that.
That is nice to air out and see what he's got to say.
Yes.
I know he's been with the service, with
many
emergency
years,
services for a long time.
Yes.
Very good. I understand, too, that this year there's going to be the addition of the American Legion participating.
Yes. Yes, we will have the American Legion here at the beginning of our ceremony. They will raise the flag for us. And then at the end of the ceremony, they will lower the flag, and we're going to have to change things up a little bit with the way we normally end our program. Normally, anybody that's been here before, we end with God Bless the USA, and lights flashing during the song, and then at the end, they all blare their sirens for a few seconds. But this year, we're going to do that song, and then the American Legion will lower the flag, and then they will blare their sirens to let everybody know that the show is over.
Okay, and that is a sight to see, too. If you've not been able to make it, try to get up here, because it's just beautiful, really. It happens about dusk. It's not dark, but it's just about perfect for those lights to show and then getting those sirens. Those kids love that, too.
It is, and, you know, that just we just kind of stumbled upon that by accident, but it worked out well. So the people really enjoyed it, so we just kind of make sure to stick with that and kind of, you know, you get into emergency services, a lot of things are all about tradition.
Right.
So
right.
Especially the fire service is all about tradition, so we try to stick with tradition.
And I noticed that the flag is at half-mast.
Yes.
This morning when I drove up.
Yes.
So, and I know that y'all were very concerned that we needed to do that, and you wanted to make sure and check the protocol and
yes.
and all that.
Yes. And the mayor here, he was able to get us some new flags to put up today. So.
Good. They wear pretty quickly.
They do.
And it's always nice to see a beautiful new flag hanging. Well, it's time to take another sponsor break, and we'll come back in a little bit. I don't know if you're going to hang with us for a little bit longer, or you might be talking about we're going to hit the truck pull, and I'm going to have Mayor Reagan next, too, and we're going to go over the county commission recent meeting and some other news. So we'll take a break and be right back.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner this morning. Natalie just skipped out on me. She's got to go to work and get ready for this program tonight. And don't forget, be sure and come tonight to the square. We've got a really good program that's a ceremony to honor and pay tribute to those lives that were lost and all of the people that worked hard and volunteered and were involved in that terrible day 13 years ago today. And I've got with me Mr. Mayor Reagan, and he's stepped in to talk about the county commission meeting this week, and then we're probably going to hit a little bit on the KTPA truck pull that we just had. And right before we get started, I do need to mention the Clay County 3-Star program has received a grant, and this ties in along with this too, with Dale's work and everything, but it's a grant for community development, and of course we're all interested in community development. The program is offering mini grants up to $500 for community organizations, and these organizations can apply for this grant to promote Clay County by making our community stronger. Grant applications can be picked up at the Chamber of Commerce. So don't let that pass you by. You know, we've been offering a lot of things in the past couple of years through 3-Star, and there's deadlines. We've just got to make sure that we get the word out there so you can actually come and apply. And right now, Mayor Reagan, welcome. Thank you for coming
this morning. Thank you so much, and I appreciate the opportunity as always coming up and being with you here on the radio station here to keep the citizens of our county informed about the happenings of our county government. And yes, you know, you mentioned the 3-Star program and everything, and mm-hmm. You play a big part in that as well and everything. And I I can't ever, you know, stop thanking everyone as much to those who volunteer their time to set up these committees and work hard to try to get some of these grants and stuff that we are very fortunate to get from time to time and everything.
Yeah, we're lucky. We are fortunate.
Also today, you know, being in remembrance of 9/11 and everything, it's a very special part in my heart and everything. Of course, being the county mayor, I've also been a volunteer firefighter for about 30 years and everything. So, I mean, you know, I got up this morning and I was thinking, you know, where was I at, you know, 13 years ago and everything. And I mean, and I'm sure most everyone has had that thought on their mind and everything. So, We got some connections, some special connections with in New York. We purchased a truck up there from Albany, New York.
Really?
And some of the firefighters probably that don't know it for a fact, but probably that that division up there that rode on that truck that probably was involved in that situation and everything. So all of us, as Natalie mentioned, you know, we're a family, and when
we're
one hurts,
family.
We all hurt. But I mean, you know, everybody steps up to the plate and does what we need to do and everything in situations like that and everything. Mm-hmm. And one of the greatest things I know that she mentioned also, and the K-8 had the ceremony this morning, and I was blessed to
be a part
of that too. And those little ones out there singing those songs and stuff was very humbling and everything.
Yes.
So I look forward to tonight. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I saw a statement, I think it was on the news this morning, are you telling your children about 911?
Yeah.
And that's something we've got to do.
Absolutely.
You know, 13 years have passed now. And if we don't educate them and remind them what happened and how we were hit hard by terrorists and how important it is to get
it is. And I mean, and you know, 13 years ago, our nation changed. I mean, you know, the thought pattern and everything of everyone, and it had to touch everyone's heart and everything. And that's, I know you got a son that's in the services and everything. And that was just an event that we don't want that to happen in our country anymore.
Yeah.
And that's why we continue to show our appreciation to all of our armed forces and everything to try to keep the peace worldwide and to try to, as the old say in the cartoon, smurf out those that wants to do us harm and everything.
Exactly.
So I appreciate all those and everything, especially those, you know, that volunteer their time on a daily basis and everything to keep us safe here at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do have so many different facets to consider and to appreciate, and we've got to remember that those that have paid the ultimate sacrifice, those lives that were lost, and we've had some lost here, through wars, and it's a direct result of 9/11, and where our soldiers that have come from here are overseas still today fighting, but we have had some that have paid the ultimate sacrifice with the loss of their lives by trying to keep our country safe and keep our freedom.
That's right, and I mean, that's one of the things, you know, that, you know, freedom is, and I know we've mentioned this many, many times, freedom's not free, and but, you know, the good Lord up above, he always gives us three things, and that's hope, faith, and love.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest of those are love. And that,
yes.
And we see that happening each and every moment, you know, by folks across this this nation and everything for that.
And thank you for bringing in the military to the equation.
I always want to do that and make sure that, you know, that we continue to remember those who are serving our country and have served in the past and are continuing to serve now, the privilege that we have, like we're doing this morning.
Right.
We have
this
privilege that we can come out and do this and everything. So certainly appreciate it. I know I got off track there just a little bit, but like I said, you know, it touches my heart and everything because I've been in emergency services for about 30 years. So, but our county commission meeting, we always try to come up here after we meet the first Monday night of every month, which this kind of throws us a week behind because of the Labor Day holiday.
Right.
And so we moved it out for another week. So we met this past Monday night. And first thing we did was recognize the new commission.
Okay.
Those
that's right.
That were newly elected and those that were elected back to that position and everything. So we certainly wanted to welcome them and look forward to working with them. And after that, we had a moment of silence for one that passed away.
An unfortunate,
you know, event that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And that Paul Bowes, we all know him as Yogi, and he passed away. And so now that position is going to be filled in November
Okay, so it's at the going to be an election process.
And I talked with the election administrator before I left the office a while ago, and we had two candidates that qualified. And so there's going to be two candidates on the ballot in November to fill the remainder position of District 4.
Okay.
And so in all you out there in District 4, you know, go out and vote. You got two candidates going to be running to continue to fill that position and everything for your district. We also had some notaries. We had four notaries that they took in consideration and approved, and had two motions. And in September every year, we always, by law, we have to appoint a chairman over the county commission and a pro chairman.
Okay.
And they did that. They appointed me back as chairman over the county commission. And Commissioner Winton Young, Mr. Young, they appointed him back as pro temp and everything.
Okay.
So we always had to get that taken care of and before we can start doing any kind of business and everything.
Okay.
Resolutions, we had 11 resolutions that was took in consideration and looked at. And most of all those were passed. I had a couple of them that one of them was tabled and one of them was postponed for later discussion. And we also had some budget amendments. And a couple of those that we had recognized was pending the approval of the comptroller's office to approve our budget.
Okay.
And we passed a budget back in August, and we sent it down to the comptroller's office in I think the 18th of August. So we got the notice yesterday. Donna had called them again, and they verified that they passed our budget. They approved
okay,
it,
good.
So we're good to go for another year.
This is hot off the press.
Absolutely. We just got this notice last night, yesterday afternoon, and so we're our budget is good to go now. So we were operating on a continuous budget, and we could only do just certain things. And so now that we can operating under our new budget. So
ready to roll.
We're ready to go.
Well, does it happen very often that counties don't get their budgets approved or set and are delayed a lot, or is it oftentimes, is it, I know we don't, I don't know of us having too much difficulty coming to an agreement and getting the budget passed, but do other counties have
sometimes,
issues? Or?
Yeah, they do, and some of them do, and a lot of it comes down to the revenue, which that's pretty much the the thing, you know, that always stops a lot of the wheels from turning.
Right.
And can't, you know, agree on that particular item. And but the thing about it is you have to keep in mind, you know, the by law we're supposed to have a budget passed at the first at the ending of the fiscal year, the beginning of the new fiscal year. That's but that's very hard to do, and especially in a rural setting and everything, because it's just like it's your home, you
reporting.
Know. Yeah, and I mean, you know, whenever you got bills that are outstanding bills and stuff, and it's usually they're 30 days before you get them in, before you can close out and you actually see what your balance is. So that's the same way with the county. And basically what you're doing is you're working on a proposed budget, and it's like a preliminary budget. So the commissioners really want to see as close to actual as they possibly can get before they make a decision on a, you know, passing the budget, and I commend them for that, because
that's
actually, you know, what we're going to be operating on, and they've done real well. We were able to get one passed, and by law, you're supposed to, but absolutely, you need to have it passed before October the 15th, and there's some that runs it real close to that, and when I say that, you're jeopardizing your BEP funding for your school system.
No, you don't.
Because that's whenever the state, federal government start holding back some funds that continues to help you operate your schools and stuff.
And we're highly relying on that.
And when that happens, and then whenever, you know, different aspects starts taking place in the school system and everything, that's when, you know, mamas and daddies are not too happy.
No.
And we don't want that to happen. And
we've
been very blessed and very fortunate that the county commission and school board has worked real good together and everything to try to, you know, to get a budget passed, and they've succeeded in that again this year. I'm thankful.
That is good. You know, it takes everybody working together.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And sticking to the project and staying focused and working for a resolution.
And on the same line, if I may, I want to continue to encourage everybody to come out to the county court meeting.
Oh, yeah.
We meet the first Monday night of every month. The commissioners comes together to vote on their agendas. The last Monday night is when what we call our planning
mm-hmm.
session that they come together, and that's whenever we give them their agenda and everything.
So the last Monday of the month.
Last Monday of the month.
Is the planning.
And we approved all the, in September we always had to approve all the boards and committees and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And I had one citizen in the audience wanted to know if we could start, you know, advertising or putting in the paper, you know, when committees meet and stuff.
Hmm.
And we're working on that. We are.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to Lisa, contacted the paper to see how we can go about doing that,
right.
Hoping we can do it to where it won't cost us anything.
Yeah,
but anytime
yeah.
you start running a big page in the paper, it's expensive. And I understand, you know, the cost of everything. But if we're going to try our very best to do that and everything,
mm-hmm.
keep everybody informed of when the ambulance committee meets or, you know, budget committee has to meet or jail committee or whatever it may be,
mm-hmm.
we want to make sure that the public knows so they can come in and hear what's going on
mm-hmm.
and everything. Also, Richard with the American Legion,
mm-hmm.
He was there to bring the commissioners up to date on the Veterans Cemetery.
Oh, good.
I know they've had some changes a little bit. I think one of their spots that they had looked at to do that in Overton County was one of the good prospects, I think, but I think that fell through. So now they're looking at some more areas and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
did sound like a beautiful location.
Yeah, and we thought it was going to work out. Mm-hmm. And Overton County was very gracious to
mm-hmm.
they were going to buy that land and donate it back over to
mm-hmm.
The veterans, and then the federal government kicks in and maintains it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought us up to date for that and to keep us informed at a later date, you know, what the happenings and all that and everything.
Mm-hmm. Can we take a break real quick?
Absolutely.
I think it's about time to go for our sponsors. And
you're leading this crowd.
All right.
You just tell me what to do.
Okay, thank you so much. It's time for a break, and we'll hear from our sponsors and be right back. Thank you.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hey! Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. This is Susan Bailey in a corner room at the Historical Courthouse in Salina, and this is 101.5 Kix Country. We are live with the Clay County Corner, and I've been sitting with Mayor Dale Reagan, and he's been going over the recent County Commission meeting. And I'm going to just throw it back and let him keep talking about that. We're learning a lot about what went on with the recent meeting, and we're probably going to also mention in a little bit about the truck pull that we had this past weekend.
Okay, sure.
So Dale, hand it over to you.
Well, thank you again, Susan. Also, I've been getting some phone calls and everything, some inquiries about the new company that's coming to town.
Oh, yeah.
And we're very excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a company of this magnitude and everything, I think, is it's going to be not only just good for our county here, but for the whole Upper Cumberland region. The medical, you know, field is something that is ongoing
mm-hmm.
constantly. And this being a startup company, Cumberland Bioscience, and I know a lot of folks say, well, what are they going to be doing there? And I can just briefly and then very briefly, you know, give a description of what they do or what they're going to be doing and everything, and that's creating antibodies. And antibodies is what they take and start the process of testing for drugs and
yeah.
stuff, and they have to have that. You've never took a Bayer aspirin or anything that's went, you know, as far as medicine goes that internally or that hasn't been tested by a laboratory animal.
Right. That's
and that's pretty much what we're going to be doing here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited about it. They one of the big things that they are, Burk Pharma is one of the companies that have signed a contract with them. It's going to be their customer, one of the customers.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch Gray, which is one of the co-founders of this new company, has informed me but that they have some more customers that's going to come on board with them and everything. So the Department of Defense and I think the University of Miami and some different places like that that all, you know, use these antibodies for research. And so cancer is one of their biggest things that they're trying to research and find a treatment for.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told some folks that I said, wouldn't it be wonderful that little Clay County, Tennessee here in Salina could be a part of helping, you know, come up with a drug that
wouldn't
can
that
help
be
with,
awesome.
With the treatment of cancer, because
mm-hmm.
cancer is something that it's touched. There's not a one of us that's not been touched by this dreaded disease and everything.
Right.
So we're very excited about it. They're the ongoing process of constructing the building.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I call an envelope. It's a building inside a building. And right now they're in there framing it up and everything. I was down there the other day about a week ago, and it looks like a big skeleton sitting in there with a bunch of metal frames and stuff, and they're really working hard and everything. So
yeah.
I know I've had a lot of folks that's called and want to know when they're going to, you know, start hiring. And he told me that as of right now, it looks like 1st of January is probably when they're going to start taking
okay.
applications. And I'm not for sure yet where they'll be taking those applications at. We'll find out and keep everybody informed
okay.
as we get information. And we want to encourage everybody to put in an application form, because I've
mm-hmm.
told him that I've got faith in Clay County.
We've got a job force here.
Absolutely.
We've
and I told him that they were going to be going to have a lot of good selections to
mm-hmm.
choose from, and he's very excited about that. So the goal right now is to start out with 25 to 30 folks within the first 1 to 3 years, and he's done told me that he feels like they're going to exceed that fairly quickly,
uh-huh.
and they'll go over their numbers and everything. So that's very encouraged, very excited and everything. So
absolutely.
We're so thankful that they looked our way. And I know a lot of folks had a lot of input on that. And I know Ray at the chamber worked, we worked very diligently and everything,
mm-hmm.
working with them to get them to help them and get to this point and everything. So I want to thank everybody that had a part of that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So good things are yet to come.
Right, and, you know, I can't say enough positive about this. I know you hear chatter, well, they're not going to have 100, they're not going to hire 100 people, they're not going to, you don't see those anymore.
No,
you
not,
just,
not in rural
we're
setting.
We're not going to have that in the rural setting.
Yeah.
And we're so fortunate to have somebody coming in and that's going to be able to hire some
yeah,
of our
absolutely.
Population.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate. And maybe this, you know, we've got such resources here. We just got to get the word out, and that's what we're doing. We're working
yeah.
really hard. I know the industrial board, the economic development people,
yeah.
everybody's working hard to get the word out there about our wonderful water resources,
mm-hmm.
and we do have a good job force here.
We do.
We sure do.
The KTPA.
KTPA this past
we
Saturday.
Very, you know, from time to time, Mother Nature, you know, throws
know.
A little, you know,
yeah.
uh-oh in there at you, and the guys worked real hard. They had the track looking real good over there.
They
and
did.
About 2 o'clock, 2:30, something like that, there was a little sail just set right here over Salina, and and it just didn't want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so
monsoon for about what, an hour?
An hour, hour and a half, mm-hmm. and probably, you know, it poured down probably three and a half, four inches
yeah.
of rain. We didn't think we were going to be able to pull it off, but
yeah.
the guys flew in there with the help of KTPA, all their staff and everything, and made the decision we're going to give it a try. And they worked hard, and we delayed it for about an hour.
Yeah.
And but they got a good good track.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like all the pullers and everything were pleased with it. And we were you know, considering the weather and everything, we were very successful.
Absolutely.
We always worry about, you know, because it costs us quite a bit to put one of these on. And the three fire departments that have joined forces for the last 3 years to do this, and we were on pins and needles for a while, but we didn't go in the hole. We came
yeah.
out after paying all the bills and everything. We did okay. I think we cleared about $294 a piece. So
yeah.
that's a whole lot better. And that's the attitude that these guys have got. They told
right.
me, said,
it
well,
was
Chief,
something positive.
Yeah, they told me, said, well, Chief, we didn't go in the hole.
Exactly.
And everybody seemed like they had a good time and enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Lord be our helper, we'll continue to try to do that and
yeah.
everything. If they want to continue doing it. And I know Brandon and all the KTPA folks, Randy and all them, were real good to help us to get this pulled off and everything.
Yeah.
So, you know, it rained, but I think it was a success.
It was a success, and I did notice the crowd wasn't as big in the bleachers as it has been the past couple of times. But, again, the weather was just right before showtime, and there was still a good crowd. And people were walking around everywhere and watching, and I drove in. I was out of town and drove in behind a couple of trucks and a tractor. So I knew that they were on their way. And where I came from, it was dry as a chip. There was nothing. When I came into Salina, I was actually pretty surprised that we had so much water here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's you can't predict what's going to happen.
I don't know.
And when we changed Moonshine Days this year to this time of the year from May, we did a research, and we looked at seven different weather sites, and historically September, October are the driest months by history annually out of the year. And historically, May is the wettest. So, you know, we chose this time of the year to do Moonshine Days because of that. And lo and behold, what did it look like in the first weekend in May this year?
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, you know, but it's been terrible the past 2 years.
Yeah.
And this year we had a good turnout too for Moonshine Days.
Yeah, I think it was a
yeah,
success.
It was. We've had we usually have good weather most of the time with most of our events, and we're just going to really hope that we've got a turnaround tonight, and that maybe it'll bypass us. You never know, but we can only hope. I need to real quick give the birthdays, and then I had Natalie actually draw out a name from our basket right before she left. And our birthday call-ins this week for, let's see, what was last, it's through the 11th. I think it was from the 4th through the 11th. But our birthdays today are for Jay Strong. Her birthday was on the 8th, and that is from brothers and sisters and her mother. And happy birthday to Mae Smith. It's a happy 90th birthday to Miss Mae Smith, and that's from friends and family. Happy birthday to Harlan Robert. And I didn't get a date on that one, but it's from Ma and Grandma and Grandpa and little brother and daddy. And a happy birthday. My last call-in was for Eli Watson on the 8th also, and that was from his grandma, Miss Claudine White. Happy birthday to everybody. And I've got a name that was drawn by Natalie just before she left, and it is for the Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake. Congratulations, Miss Jay Strong has won the Salina Dairy Queen birthday cake.
Well, happy birthday, Jay.
Yeah, happy birthday, and to all those people. And I do want to mention one other thing about Moonshine Days. We had raffles that we actually were drawing some names out and gave away some prizes, and we did have some bad weather right at the very end on Saturday night, and that cut off our drawings. So we've got three names left to draw. One is for the Moonshine Steel, that the replica that Mr. Ike Bonecutter made for us, And we're going to take those names out to the Salina Lumber Company after a while and let them draw our last three names for the raffle. And then I'll give a list of all of those next week on the Clay County Corner. For now, this is Susan Bailey wishing everybody a wonderful and productive day and coming week. And don't forget to keep your military in your prayers. And I am signing off.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.